Sadly, Upper Big Branch was just one of hundreds of explosions and coal mine disasters that have occurred throughout American history. All told, 104,819 Americans, and counting, have died in coal mine accidents since 1900. And in the early part of the century, thousands of American miners died on the job every year. The deadliest accident of them all happened in Monongah, West Virginia, in 1907. And as we remember Upper Big Branch today, we bring you a radio adaptation of a film shot by Appleshop's Herb Hee Smith at a ceremony remembering Monongah at its 100th anniversary in 2007. WMMT's Parker Hobson has this story.
Woods Sheikh Basiman, Joseph Bagala, and Giuseppe Belcastro, Serafino Belcastro, Angelo Berardo, Celestino Berardo, Felice Berardo, Giacinto Berardo, Michael Bilio, Antonio.
On December 6th, 2007, in 14-degree weather, state officials, foreign dignitaries, local residents, and school children all came together in the small town of Monongah in Marion County, West Virginia. They had gathered for a ceremony and memorial service to commemorate the worst coal mine disaster in U.S. history on its 100th anniversary. Appleshop filmmaker Herbie Smith was there to document the day, and he collected all the audio you'll hear in this piece. Among those present at the ceremony was then West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin.
Someone once said, "History makes some amends for the shortness of human life." Sadly, history tells our country's worst mining disaster was right here in Monongah, West Virginia. 100 years ago, hundreds of lives were lost. The official count was 362. It was probably many, many more. We have a responsibility to tell their story.
At 10:20 a.m. on December 6th, 1907, an explosion tore through the Monongah No. 6 and No. 8 coal mines, which were both operated by the Fairmont Coal Company and connected by tunnels underground. It was never definitively discovered what caused the explosion. It could have been excessive methane or coal dust, or some combination of both, that was ignited by a spark. Within minutes of the explosion, much of the mine roof had collapsed and hundreds were dead. Rescue efforts went on for days, but were hindered by a lack of proper breathing equipment to handle the toxic air in the collapsed mine. Only five men made it out alive, and coffins lined the streets of Monongah for remains to be identified by loved ones. It's not known exactly how many people were killed, but researchers think it could have been as many as 550. Among them were children, some perhaps as young as 8, and many of the miners were immigrants from countries like Poland, Ireland, Italy, Slovakia, and Hungary. At the 100th anniversary ceremony, Bishop Michael Bransfield dedicated a bell in Monongah's town square that was donated by the Italian region of Molise in memory of those Italians who were killed.
Today we are privileged to bless this bell, which has been cast to serve as a work of art, as a summons to the people of Monongah, and as a commemoration of the tragic event of 1907. Let us pray that God will watch over the people of this community, that whenever they hear the peal of this bell, they will remember that they are one family coming together to show their unity and their faith.
We're here to pay their respect to all those people that they lost their life in 1907 in a disaster mine.
Many Italians also made the trip to Monongah to attend the ceremony.
220 miners were from Italy.
220?
Yeah.
Some have was from Abruzzo, some from Calabria.
Calabria,
some
Molise.
From Veneto.
Molise?
From all over the
country.
From,
yeah.
From Italy, all over Italy.
So they thought it was a great opportunity to come over, which it was, but you know, the disaster they have all the time. I guess at that time, the safety was not as important for the coal industry as it is today.
Remember, this is 1907. That year, there were 3,250 died in the mines.
Historian and mine safety advocate David McAteer has written a book on Monongah, and he said the disaster helped spur the first federal legislation to deal with mine safety, the Organic Act of 1910. This law established the Bureau of Mines, a government agency that would conduct training programs and that would investigate explosions and other mine accidents. McAteer said this was a first for its time.
This mine disaster becomes this big story. New York Times is here, all the major papers. Of course, Congress has never allowed the federal government to be involved in any regulation of the workplace until that point. And there's an effort to try to say, well, the federal government ought to have a role in this. These corporations are huge. And they were saying, oh, no, the states are the only ones that can regulate us, which was just a front to keep the industry from being regulated.
McAteer said that mine safety has come a long way since 1907.
Oh, we've come light years away. We're not killing 1,000 people a month. We're years and years and years ahead now. It took us a long time. We killed about 150,000 people to get there, which is a sad commentary on the regulated industry. And we still have significant problems.
The pace of accidents has slowed down, but they keep happening. 162 American coal miners have been killed on the job just in the 6.5 years since this ceremony. And April 5th marks the 4th anniversary of the Upper Big Branch disaster, another explosion at another West Virginia mine, which killed 29 coal miners at once in 2010. At the Monongah ceremony in 2007, then-Governor and now-Senator Joe Manchin had this to say.
I've said this and I will continue to say it. The mining men and women who've suffered, who've died, make a better life for themselves and their families, did not die in vain. We've made historic changes. Mining is safer and getting better, and we will continue, and we will not stop. Our goal is to make sure there's no accident whatsoever in any of our mines, no more tragedies.
In the wake of Upper Big Branch, West Virginia passed what Governor Earl Ray Tomlin called, quote, a comprehensive mine safety bill, end quote, in 2012, a centerpiece of which was a decrease in how much methane would be allowed in mines before operations and machines had to shut down. But the coal industry fought this, and a state board dragged its feet and never actually finalized the new methane rule. So just last month, the state tried again, passing a weaker version of the new methane standard. West Virginia has also stalled on adopting rules that would require heavy equipment underground to automatically shut down if miners were detected nearby, which could also save lives. It's now been 4 years since Upper Big Branch, but a key component of the bill passed in its aftermath was stalled, then weakened, and has still not taken effect. And little change seems to have come to West Virginia's coal mines in the wake of the tragedy.
I cannot explain human nature to you. Why it takes a tragedy such as this proportion for us to bring change about. But the worst tragedy would be if we didn't bring any change about after a horrible accident such as that.
For WMMT and with Herbie Smith, I'm Parker Hobson.
This was a radio adaptation of a short film produced by Appleshop filmmaker Herb P. Smith on the 100th anniversary of the Monongah disaster. For more on Appleshop films, check out appleshop.org.